90 years ago today, Americans got an earful.
I can speak officially only for our United States. Our 100 million, frankly, want less of armament and none of war.
Back when the United States was less than a third of the size it is today, on June 14th, 1922, Americans got a chance to do something they had never done before in all of this nation's history of democracy and voting and campaigning.
If our ideals of civilization are the best in the world, and I proudly believe that they are, then we ought to send the American torchbearers leading on to fulfillment.
They were able, for the first time ever, to hear the voice of the man they had voted for, or voted against, for president, live on the young medium of radio. Radio's first live presidential broadcast was of Warren G. Harding. You can hear his voice there. But that's not from the radio. While radio could broadcast voices and music back in the early 20s, radio stations didn't have the capacity to record. So the sounds just went into the air and were gone, like moments in time. But think of the astounding political epoch that opened with that first vanished radio broadcast of Warren Harding dedicating a memorial in Baltimore to Francis Scott Key, the man who wrote the lyrics to our national anthem. Recordings, of course, of music and voices had been around for a while. This recording of the Star-Spangled Banner is from 1916. And the recordings of Harding's voice that do exist come from roughly the same years as those first radio broadcasts 90 years ago.
My countrymen, the menacing tendency of the present day is not chargeable wholly to the unsettled and fevered conditions caused by the war.
Plenty of this kind of canned recorded campaigning was available, but live, spontaneous moments broadcast simultaneously to millions? That was unknown, quite literally unheard of. Imagine. Talking movies didn't exist until 1927. Imagine no unscripted moments.
Commerce. The third one I can't. Sorry. Oops.
No campaign gaffes.
The private sector is doing fine.
No missteps.
I don't recall the incident myself, but I've seen the reports, and I did some stupid things when I was in high school.
No statements requiring explanation, campaign moments that needed to be taken back, disavowed, that needed an apology.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
None of that. Most voters pulled the lever for a candidate without ever hearing the candidate speak live. Imagine. That whole era of live media scrutiny began humbly 90 years ago today. Of course, historians generally consider the entire presidency of Warren Harding to have been a gaffe. He would never have survived in this era of Klieg lights, phone cams, and Twitter.
Our country represents nothing but peaceful intentions toward all the earth.
That's Calvin Coolidge delivering the first inauguration speech broadcast live on the radio in 1925. As every president has done since Coolidge. In less than a decade, FDR's fireside chats would affirm radio as the national gathering place. Still is, surprisingly. According to Arbitron, the ratings people, 93% of Americans over the age of 12 listen to terrestrial radio at least once a week. Presidents on the air, 90 years ago today.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.